What's going on, guys? Today is Friday, September 2nd, 2022. Hope you're ready for the weekend. It is here. I hope you have a great one. I hope it's awesome. But before you get started, you got to hear about this episode. This episode is about this woman, this teacher, Philadelphia teacher, by the name of Ellen Greenberg. If you don't know, she used to be a teacher, and fortunately, she recently died by suicide. Allegedly. That's what they're saying. Now, this was a 2011 death, but it's coming back to light after some new investigations. Let's see here. So, Philadelphia teacher Ellen Greenberg was excited about her life, her new job, and her upcoming wedding when she was found dead under a grisly circumstance in 2011. Now, this is all according to a close friend who said she in no way believes the 27-year-old could have killed herself. When I tell you these facts and when I go through this stuff, I have a feeling you're going to agree with this friend. Let's see. Quote, Ellen was always looking for that happily ever after true love. She wanted to start a family. She loved kids. She was excited about getting married, and she was excited about having a new job. Erica Hamilton told Fox News. It seemed like everything was kind of settling into place for her. So at no time did I ever think that she was depressed or so overly stressed that she was going to do something to hurt herself. She was happy and she was excited. The two were close friends growing up and ended Penn State together. If you knew Ellen, she was your typical girly girl, she says. She didn't like getting dirty. She didn't like the sight of blood. Well, she said that she last spoke to Greenberg 2 or 3 days before her death. 20 stab wounds, that is. That is how she passed away. Suicide is what they're saying. 20 stab wounds. Half of them in her back, including a 6.5-centimeter wound to the base of her skull, allegedly sustained after her heart stopped beating. So meaning after she died, after she committed suicide, air quotes, she stabbed herself in the skull. Does that make sense? Exactly. When I found out that Ellen had died, I didn't know how. The only thing I knew was that they said that she killed herself, Hamilton said. When we found out that she had died by stabbing, there was no way. It's a quote. She said the brutality of Greenberg's injuries didn't add up. Quote, had Ellen ever committed suicide, her using a knife would be the absolute last way that I would ever even consider her to do that, Hamilton said. Quote, if she wanted to kill herself, she had a whole bottle of pills she could have taken. And again, she's saying this person, her friend, hates the sight of blood. And she's known her since college, right? It's forever. So at the start of the fall semester before her January death, Greenberg took a new job as a teacher in Philadelphia. And between that and anxiety over her upcoming wedding, soon sought help from a therapist and was prescribed anti-anxiety medication, according to the friend, Ms. Hamilton. She had reached out to me a lot because I had dealt with the same thing and had been struggling with that for a couple of years, the friend says. But something struck her as unusual about their conversations. Quote, there was a point where she had gotten really concerned about the counselor breaking confidentiality, according to Hamilton. Quote, I said, Ellen, you can go into that therapist and tell that therapist anything you want to. The only time that they would have to break confidentiality is if you had this grand plan to hurt yourself or hurt someone else. That exchange led to one of the only conversation Hamilton said she recalled with Greenberg regarding self-harm. I specifically remember point blank asking her, do you feel that stressed out that you are going to have those kinds of thoughts? And she laughed. She was like, no, absolutely not. I just feel anxious. She's getting married, new job. It makes sense, right? Greenberg's fiance, Sam Goldberg, called police on January 26, 2011, the report finding her dead in the kitchen of their Philadelphia apartment. According to court documents, an autopsy found she suffered 20 stab wounds, again, half of them from behind, and the initial manner of death was ruled a homicide. Goldberg did not immediately respond to messages seeking a comment. After a behind-closed-doors meeting between pathologist with the city medical examiner's office and investigators, the report was revised and her death was ruled a suicide, according to a civil lawsuit filed by Greenberg's family. Her parents have been fighting for over a decade now to have the matter changed to undecided or homicide. Why is this so difficult? It is a clear open and shut case, right? How is it suicide if you're stabbed in the back and then finally in the skull after you're dead? Let's see. So Joe Padraza, the Philadelphia attorney for Greenberg's parents, told Fox News that evidence shows at least two of the 20 stab wounds were inflicted after the woman's heart had stopped beating. She was also covered in bruises that pathologists found showed widely varied stages of healing. Another odd piece of evidence is the door lock on Greenberg's apartment. Photos show a metal door with a slinging latch above a rectangle. Sorry, a slinging latch above a regular exterior door lock. So there was a metal door. Photos show a metal door with a slinging latch above a regular exterior door lock. The latch is shown with minor damage, but still attached in a way that makes it unlikely anyone kicked in a locked door to get inside. So it's still attached in a way that makes it unlikely that anyone who kicked in a locked door got inside. After some referrals back and forth regarding the case between the Philadelphia DA and the state attorney general, the Chester County District Attorney's Office has assigned an investigator and a prosecutor to conduct an independent investigation into Greenberg's manner of death. But this is taking place now. 11 years later, why was there such a delay? Why was there such a battle? Why are the parents fighting for this, for these answers, you know, right? So here's my assumption. I'm assuming that when they made the decision to say that it was a suicide, if they were to backtrack that case, it would open the doors for them to backtrack any other case. In other words, what's stopping other people from coming forward saying, you know what, I think my cousin didn't commit suicide either. Look into that. And maybe they just don't want to go down this this roller coaster ride of ups and downs of with different peoples and different cases. But the problem also exists where it's been 11 years. The evidence that you had is, it's been 11 years. What are you going to do? What leads are you going to trace? You're going to find the neighbor and ask from 11 years ago if they remember what happened that night? Did you hear any noise or that morning? Did you hear anything? Like, you're going to interview the husband again? Is he going to be really cooperative at this point? I mean, they're saying the door doesn't seem like it was kicked in. If it was kicked in, it wasn't enough force to get in. So it must have been an inside job. Maybe the person was inside waiting for them. Maybe it was the husband. Who knows? Right? We don't know. But just because it's your friend, is your friend really going to tell you everything? You know, maybe not. Who knows, right? We don't know. Maybe this, we don't know. There's so many variables. We don't know. Maybe this lady was addicted to drugs and she was getting the drugs on the side and the drug dealer got upset. She owed her money. You know, whatever, whatever, whatever. There's so many different files. What's upsetting is that it's taking this long for the Philadelphia Police Department, DA's office, to assign a special investigator to this case. And it's frustrating, I can imagine, for these poor parents, for 11 years to battle, and the friend, 11 years to battle, to get answers. To get answers. The husband has no comment right now. Interesting. That's kind of suspicious, but what do you want him to say? What do you want him to say? If he's innocent or if he's guilty at this point, anything he says now is going to be portrayed as, you know, evidence. So, we've got to follow up on this case. Got to keep an eye on it, right? Got to see who determined that it was a homicide, then switch it to a suicide. Why was that changed over? What evidence was given to the detectives or to the coroner's office at that point to say, you know what, we're changing the ruling from a homicide to suicide? Like, who, you know, why was that all of a sudden changed? It's very interesting that was switched, and now it's being challenged. I wonder why that was the case. Was there bribery? Was there something else that we don't know about? Is there like a life insurance policy? I mean, I don't know, because if you commit suicide, right, you don't get your life insurance, I don't think, if you commit suicide, right? How does that work? I guess it depends on the policy. I don't know how that works exactly. I think it is policy dependent. What kind of deal you have with that agency or with that policy or insurance company. But that's crazy. Like 11 years. Can you imagine? You know someone like that? I know, like, and 20 times? Stabbed about 20 times and then from the back? Like, how many times can you stab yourself in the back? I mean, like, think about that. Like, that's like, I could barely, like, even if to get, like, it wouldn't be enough, I don't think, to kill me. Like, maybe I'd have to go this way and do it. But then to do that repeatedly, like, I'm not doing that. At that point, yeah, I would just take pills too if I really want. Jump out the window. Why have this slow, agonizing death? And then there's the suspicious multiple bruises that looked like they were different stages of healing. So it was like an ongoing assault throughout her life or throughout who knows how long. Hopefully there's some way they can, I don't know, do a good investigation and we'll get some answers. I mean, people in the comments over there, look, what I saw on Fox was saying, like, how this open and shut case, like, clearly this is a murder. This is a homicide. I don't know. Nothing's open and shut. We don't know the whole story. It's been 11 years. But based on the stabbings alone, I'm going to go ahead and say it was a homicide. I'm definitely not going to say it's a suicide. In my opinion, it can't be a suicide. Who did the murdering? I don't know. I have no clue. We don't know. We don't know if maybe she was seeing somebody on the side. Maybe there was a drug deal gone bad. I don't know nothing, right? You do on pain pills, anxiety medication can be addictive. Who knows? It could be a gateway to other things. Who knows what else she was taking? There's a whole bunch of variables. But let me know in the comments section. Hit me up at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. New TikTok is out. Check that out. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. And don't forget, guys, keep your head on a swivel. Be aware of your surroundings. It's Labor Day weekend. You got to be safe. Be smart, right? Go out. If you're going to go out in groups. If you know a senior, look after them if you can. Have some kind of weapon on you or defense mechanism, you know, something to defend yourself with just in case something were to go on. It's a holiday weekend. You got to be safe. All right. Don't forget, guys. I love y'all. All right. Bye-bye.